Cliffcentral.com. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
The term affluenza is a fusion of the words affluent and influenza. It is defined as a painful, contagious, socially transmitted condition of overload, debt, anxiety, and waste, resulting from the dogged pursuit of more money. It's often been dismissed as a silly buzzword, created to express our cultural disdain for consumerism. Though often used in jest, the term may have more truth than many of us would like to think. This is according to the Huffington Post, and with that, I welcome you to the first episode of hashtag More Money, More Problems on the Mate Sessions with Cliff Central. So our domestic workers probably understand better than most what sort of relationship we have with money. And so we thought it would be interesting to do a monthly show called hashtag More Money, More Problems, where they can help us to identify some of our strengths, weaknesses, and blind spots when it comes to ka-ching. So we're here today with Macy and Sibatle. Good to have you on the show, ladies, and we're looking forward to it. Welcome, ladies. Say hi.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I'm great, and you?
Good.
You know, now, as a sort of younger generation, not everyone pays lobola anymore. You know, like some of them say, no, it's too traditional. We modern now. It's outdated, you know. So what if I came home to you, say you were my mother, and I came home to you and I said, this is my fiance. I want to marry them.
He's wealthy, hey? He's
yeah.
fully rich. But
but we don't really believe in lobola anymore. So he doesn't want to pay lobola. What would you say?
Not in my village. Not in my village. You like it or not, you're going to pay lobola. You can stay boyfriend and girlfriend, maybe in Joburg or whatever, Pretoria. Not in my village. You can't come to my father's, my mom's house with a boyfriend. Never.
But why do you think it's important? What do you think the value behind... But what? Yeah. Why do you think that tradition is important? What do you think the value behind that action is?
You know what? They used to say to us, they said they were going to speak to our ancestors.
Oh.
There's some goats, there must be there, chicken, whatever.
Yeah,
yes.
You must honor
then
them.
Then they pay. They don't pay us. They pay to ancestors. They're going to say, no, our kids now is going to a such surname, maybe I'm like, I'm Bapela, I'm going to Ramaila. Then now he's going to Ramaila. Those are your goats. Those are the chicken, you know.
So you think it brings
it's
you bad luck?
Yeah.
It brings you bad luck not to honor your ancestors.
It is depend how do you believe.
Yeah. But I'm saying...
So I do believe in my tradition. I do believe in my religion. Yes.
Okay.
In so there's going to be like a bad luck.
So that in that way, you know, spirituality can never be outdated. You know, like you can't be too modern for spirituality.
You know, that is why most of the people, like in our culture, you go there, you sign with a boyfriend, no lobola, no nothing. After 3 months, 2 months, you come back home, divorce. Then they're going to tell to, they're going to say to you, no, they didn't pay a lobola, they doesn't know him. It doesn't even know the guy. Who is it?
Fair you enough, know. Fair enough. Okay.
What do you think, Sebastian?
What do you think about this lobola thing?
Yeah, our culture, you must lobola in our culture. You can't just take someone's girl and stay with him and make a wife.
But now say your sister, your younger sister, had this boyfriend who she's very in love with.
Yes.
But he's white.
Yeah, even he's white.
And so he doesn't know anything about lobola.
We
and
tell
he doesn't
him.
Understand the importance of lobola because to him it just seems like he must now buy his wife from her family.
Yes, right? To so him it's like buying, but my sister must tell him, if you want to marry me, to make me your wife, you must pay lobola. You pay this certain cows, certain money, certain goats, so that our parents may become together and say, we are a family, we are one family, because me and you, we combine those two families into one. We can stay together now after paying the lobola.
So you wouldn't accept that, hey?
Yes.
And there's no compromise here.
No.
It's lobola or the highway.
So interesting. So, yeah. So you talk about the two families coming together. Yes. So essentially it's a show of respect. So yes, even though yes. he might not understand why it's important, but just as a show of respect to the new family,
yes,
it must still be done.
Mm. Oh, we were talking. We were talking earlier on, Macy, about my accent. You said you like my accent.
Mm. No, I was like, Macy.
I don't know how I feel about that, but okay. And then I said to you, I don't even know where it comes from. But you said, no, you like it. And I appreciate that. And I respect that because I assume it comes from a good place. But, what I always say to people, the problem with speaking English well, or any one language well, is usually, it takes away from another language, right? That you maybe don't speak as well as a result because you're getting so much practice in one and not enough in the other, right? So. My mother tongue is Xhosa. And I found that the better I speak English, the worse I speak Xhosa. And so if somebody came to you, maybe your employer's child, right? Came to you and said, Ish, you know what? I'm really concerned that I'm losing my mother tongue. And I speak too much English. How do I maintain my mother tongue when I'm surrounded all the time by English?
You know, my little brother, he's 16 years old now.
Yes.
And my mother tongue is French. Mm. He hates French.
What?
He always tells us that. I don't know how many times we've tried to teach him. He just refuses. And he's the only one of all of my siblings that were born in this country.
But he can talk.
He talks English and he understands Zulu, but he refuses French. You know, so what do you do with a child that's now so used to another language that they don't want to learn their mother tongue? What would you say to them?
When he start talking, did you talk to him in French or just English?
I think we were speaking both English and French because with our family we speak both. Mm. But he decided at a certain stage to just stop speaking French and he only stuck to English. And that was a choice of his, and he did that when he was very young, you know. So what would you say to a child who just doesn't want to learn? They're just not interested.
Mm. Honey, you pack a bag. You pack a bag. You put them in a bus one way to the village, and you leave them there. For a good 1 year.
And it's a bit sad sometimes because, you know, when family comes over from their different countries and they often speak French and they speak Swahili, which I don't know how to speak. He's not even interested in meeting them because he knows that he can't understand them and they can't understand him. So, you know, so it definitely is a problem, you know, it really makes you struggle to know your family members. Mm. But really, what do you do with a child that just doesn't want to learn or doesn't care to even remember it? So he maybe understands, maybe knows, but he just doesn't care because he's comfortable now with English. What would you say to a child like that?
I'm going to leave him like that because when times goes, he will come back and study again. That's so
French.
You think it's just childhood sometimes that creates certain
like you
values.
Say it's a 16 year old boy.
Oh, so
a teenager
it's
sometimes.
An age thing.
Yes.
Think with age people. Yes. Okay.
Mm, so he just needs to get more mature and realize.
Mm, he will come back and learn more.
Okay. But seriously though, the retreating and going to the village for like 3 to 6 months or a year actually works. I have friends who have done that
really?
Very successfully. A friend of mine is in a mixed race family. Her mom is white, her dad is Zulu.
Okay.
And so they didn't grow up speaking Zulu.
Zulu.
And at some point in her 20s, she decided to spend and she really wanted to connect with her Zulu side of the family. So she decided to spend 3 months in her dad's hometown with his family.
Mm-hmm.
And after 3 months, and she literally couldn't really speak a word. I mean, she maybe knew certain phrases, but she couldn't really speak. She couldn't have a conversation. She went for 3 months. She came back and she was
really Zulu,
almost fluent. You know, she still had the accent, the English accent, but you know, her Zulu was really,
really good.
And you know what it is? It's survival. because she had no choice, because she was surrounded by the language, and literally she had no way of living from day to day other than to pick it up.
Yes.
So that's actually, I think, something effective to do.
Just drop
like
them
my
right
brother,
in
he grew up in Malawi. Mm. He didn't know how to speak Pedi. Then he came here, we take him to Petersburg. He's still only 3 to 4 months.
Really?
Now he know how to speak Pedi. We used to speak English, you know.
It has
my granny, he didn't even know how to speak English. He used to say, "I wanna."
Oh, wow.
Bulela, bulela spedi. We don't hear you. You understand?
That's what your grand said.
Your brother is still young. He's in, I can say, in adolescent age.
Yes, yes.
You know, he's still growing up. He can't forget his language. He knows. He knows the language very well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah.
He doesn't want to speak.
Okay, so ladies, now again, you know, with the whole modernism thing, and things are so different, you know, so nowadays, boyfriends and girlfriends, they move in together before they even get married, right? And before, it was a crazy thing. If you did that, you had to first get married, you first had to pay lobola before you could ever do something like that, right? Now, what would you say if I came to you again? I'm your daughter, and I come to you and I say, "Oh, I love this man so much. I want to move in with him, and he's just my boyfriend." What would you say to that?
Fight and sit.
Things really are changing.
Yeah.
I want to be honest. There is nothing you're going to say. You're going to talk, but there is nothing. Otherwise, he's going to leave you there in your house and pack things and go to his boyfriend.
Mm.
Just say, "Okay, my daughter, just go well. But remind your boyfriend he must get married." Really,
because you think that's the risk with moving in.
Yes, things are changing.
Do you feel powerless then as a mother? Do you feel powerless?
We are.
Oh wow!
I'm telling you, we are. Now those kids, you can't tell them nothing.
So what's the best thing you can do?
You know, I can give him the advice.
Mm-hmm.
If I fail, I fail. Mm-hmm. But I'll be trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you smack your children? You know, do you believe in corporal punishment?
I don't believe in punishment.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can punish him and beat him. You
and they'll still
time.
Do whatever they
yes,
want.
Yes, he can go. Yeah. My father, he used to punish a lot.
Yeah.
And that
the
makes
more
it
he
worse,
was punish me,
the more you want to leave.
It was the more that I want to go there.
Mm. Oh, wow.
The place that he said, don't go there.
It's true.
Yeah. So punishment, really, I don't believe in punishment.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think, Sibatla, about moving in with your boyfriend?
It's not good. It's a bad day.
Why?
But nowadays, yes, children,
why do you think,
do that.
Why do you think it's bad?
Because you must go stage by stage.
Mm.
The boy must first come and meet the girl's family before you take the girl to your family.
Mm.
That's what we want, and that's our culture.
What can happen? What are you afraid can happen if you don't go step by step?
Sometimes the girl can fall pregnant. After that, the boy dumps her, you see. When coming back, crying with a baby or what, that baby is not planned. They were just enjoying, just to be together, not enjoying what relationship is, what love is, just to enjoy to be together. You see,
oh, so sort of like young love, they were just having fun,
and then whoops,
do this, and
they made a person,
yes,
you see, a whole other one.
Fair enough. Okay, so on this topic of relationships, how do you feel about paying the bill on a date? If you go to a restaurant with a man or wherever. Because this is an issue a lot of young ladies are having nowadays. Young ladies and young men, you know, who must pay? So say, for instance, you go to a restaurant on a date. Someone's, you know, you're taking each other out and the bill comes. Who must pay?
You know, because men and women work now.
Yeah. So you both work. But I want to know. Macy, who do you think must pay?
No, the men must pay.
With confidence.
Straight up. Eh? She didn't even stutter. The man must pay. So you both think the man must pay. Okay, so you each tell me, why do you think the man must pay?
The man is the one who came to me.
Mm.
Yeah, and make a date with me. So I should.
So you made the date together.
We make the date together.
Well, what I actually want is, would you approach a man?
But let's hold on. Let's resolve the date situation, and then
actually,
that's
first
a good
thing,
uh-huh.
Who has approached each other? Is it the man approach me, or I'm the one who approached him?
Okay, so you're saying whoever approached must pay.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's reasonable.
That's very reasonable. But now, after some time in a relationship, you know, say it's your fifth date, no one's approaching anyone. It's just you decide together to spend time together, right?
Yeah.
So in that situation, date number five, who must pay?
I don't mind to pay if he doesn't have money.
Oh, okay.
If he doesn't have money.
Yeah, if he doesn't have money, I don't mind to pay.
But only if he doesn't have money.
If I invite him to go there out, then I'll pay if I invite him.
Okay.
You know, I can't invite a boyfriend to go for lunch. Sorry, I don't know if I'm stingy, but I can't.
Okay, right. So now let's answer to Lisa's question. Would you approach a man and ask him on a date?
No.
Yeah, I will. I will. If I've got something in my pocket, I will.
Okay.
As long as I like him.
So you would do it, hey? You're open to doing
yes.
that.
But not you, Sebastian.
Sebastian, you wouldn't approach a man to go on a
no,
date.
No, I won't.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I mean, I won't. He is the one who must say, let's go somewhere and do this. Unless me, I must buy anything and come cook at home and eat.
Oh.
Show him that I'm a wife. I'm the real wife.
Oh. But okay, what if you really, really, really like him? What if
yes.
you really, but then he's slow, you know, he's taking his time. Then wouldn't you try something maybe?
Yes, I will try. So, first, I will discuss that at home. Let's do this, do this. I want to hear his views first before I say, let's go out.
Okay.
I want to hear the views before we go out.
The interesting thing though that you've just said is if you were going to cook for him, then you would cover the cost because that's a very wifely
yes,
thing to do.
Yes, yes.
So you think that within the home, it's the woman's job to cater, but as soon as you go out, that the man must cater for his woman.
Yes.
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 Do you think that?
Yeah, I think it's fine like that.
Mm.
Okay.
Can I say something?
Please
yes.
do.
I think really it's not fair to take him out even to cook at home. It's just the same. It's just because the budget of money to go outside there, you're going to pay a lot of money than to cook. Really, if you love him and he used to take you out, you're supposed to take him out sometimes.
So it must be fair in the end.
Yes, it must be fair.
So do you think the man must also cook for you sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. And so what do you think the role is of the man and the woman at home?
I can't say 50-50, but you're supposed to help each other.
So here's a question to expand on that a little bit is, nowadays, women are empowered. A lot of women are earning more money, I think, than their boyfriends or their husbands. You know, that's happening, I think, more and more, right?
Yes.
In that situation, okay, do you think that the woman should cover most of the expenses?
Yes.
Yes. So
yeah.
Whoever's earning more.
Yeah. As long as you love him, you're married with him, you know, you have to. You ain't more.
What do you think it does for a man's self-esteem or confidence if the wife is always paying for him?
It's just that the men, they've got pride.
So do you think sometimes, even if a wife is getting more money, that she should sometimes not pay? So
she
that the man
still
can still
him
feel,
pay.
Yeah.
He's gonna push to pay.
He will, huh?
Yeah, because the men, they've got pride.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I suspect that you're right. I think some guys won't, but I think most guys will push to prove themselves that way.
Yeah.
Okay. And, Sibatla, if you had more money in the marriage, would you pay for most of the things?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay. So now, what marriage advice would you give to a woman who was earning more than her man? What relationship advice? What would you say? Because I think it can come with problems, you know?
Yes. You can pay for everything. As long there is love in the house. What's most is love. You do this and that, but love first. You know?
Okay.
And don't be boastful for your man. must be always be in the same way before, as before you get that more salary than you are getting now.
Okay.
Yes.
And everything must first and foremost come from a place of love.
Yes.
And you must agree, I think, on the way that things work.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You don't, you mustn't just assume that he's okay with something.
Yes.
You must first agree
yes.
and make decisions together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that you're equal in the decision making, even though
you have money.
You have more money.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you agree, Macy?
Yeah, I do agree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you ladies know about vegetarianism, hey?
Oh, I was vegetarian for a while, but let her ask the question. I'll tell you my experience.
Were you? I didn't know that. Okay, interesting. But in, I mean, we know Africans love their meat, hey? you included Macy.
Even me. Hey,
yeah.
As vegetarian as
I
was.
I don't think I can go without it. Did you come back to it just because you couldn't deal without the meat?
Let me tell you, it was, first of all, I didn't realize, okay, so I love meat. I really do genuinely enjoy meat. I had my reasons for going vegetarian that we won't go into right now. But I had good reasons, and they were very spiritual reasons for me. I just felt like it was the right thing to do, you know? And I didn't expect that I would miss meat as much as I did. But it literally drove me crazy because I love ulusu, tripe. I love biltong. I love bacon. I'm just like
we
a
love that bacon.
Meat lover of note. So it was extremely difficult for me. But what I didn't expect, I think even more so, was the way the people around me would react. Right, my fellow black people. Let me put it that way. My mom actually was very supportive, so she went vegetarian with me. When I eventually fell off, she stayed vegetarian. But initially she was just doing it to support me, but then she realized it was actually really good for her health. And I would like to go back at some point. But anyway, whenever I'd visit with black families, you know, with black friends and their families, or eat with black people, it was always an issue culturally. Like, they didn't understand. It almost offended them. It was like insulting to them, you know? And I know it was particularly hard, the more traditional the family, I felt like I was insulting them if I didn't eat meat. And they really...
Food is very associated to love.
Exactly. And they really didn't understand. So, you know, I would occasionally make exceptions. Look, that's not why I went back to meat. I went back to meat because I just, honestly, I struggle to live without it. I'm not proud of that. It was definitely a weakness. And I would prefer to be vegetarian. Let me put it that way. But yes, I didn't realize culturally what an issue that would be.
Very interesting. Wow.
And so...
But ladies, with that, the question is then, what do you make of vegetarianism in African culture?
Yeah.
You know, those years ago, before I was born... The African, there was a vegetarian.
Really?
Yes. Because they used to plant to make some beans, you know, mealy meal, morocco, etc.
They ate predominantly vegetarian diet.
Yes.
Because meat is often also something associated with
wealth. They only kill a cow on Good Friday. And
special occasion.
Yes, a special occasion, I can say it, in December Christmas. Time. But most of the time, they used to go to the garden.
Oh.
Yes, they used to plant it, to eat a natural one, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we have a huge culture
healthy,
of farming.
Yes, because my great-grandmother, he passed away when he was 130-something.
Oh, wow.
Because of that.
Yeah,
and that was part of
vegetarian.
That was part of the reason that I went vegetarian. I had a whole host of reasons. But also what I realized, and you know, people don't always like when we compare human beings to like apes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot about our physiology is the same, right? And some of the strongest animals are herbivores. They only eat greens, right? If you think about an elephant, if you think about a gorilla, you know, and I'm talking now physiologically. I'm not saying I'm not making an absolute comparison between a man and an animal, but I'm just saying vegetables and greens provide a lot of strength to the body.
Healthy.
Yeah.
But I can't every day. I can't eat. I'm so sorry.
Not for you.
Not for me.
They say what the fact is. This is what really changed my mind. Is a gorilla has 40 times the strength of a human being. Wow. And survives purely on greens.
I didn't realize they were that strong. That's crazy.
40 times the strength of a human being. So when you're saying to me that your grandmother lived until 130, and that was predominantly... Yes, your great-grand. Mm-hmm. And that was predominantly her diet, I believe that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so speaking of vegetarianism again, Sibatla, what are your thoughts?
I think it's good to have vegetarian every day. It's like the immune booster.
Mm.
It boosts your body every day.
Mm.
Rather than eating meat, whatever, because when eating meat, sometimes you are having some sickness, whatever, you see.
Mm.
So they say vegetables are much better than these fatty things, you see.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So, how do you feel about people who go vegetarian?
Mm.
A lot of people go vegetarian because they feel sorry for animals. How do you feel about that? They don't want to harm animals.
No. Hey. It's just nature. It's not you are harming something else.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just nature that you can slaughter your cow and have meat and whatever and enjoy with your family. But for me, vegetarians are much better.
They're healthier.
Yes, they're healthier than those who eat meat and whatever.
And but Macy, I think, how do you...
Sorry, I think I guess often the conversation is it's not... The problem isn't with killing. The problem is with the way that they kill the animals.
Mm.
You know, sometimes, you know, some of the animals will never see sunlight or, you know, they'll never live normally because they're just made to die. They're just made to get killed. So I guess that's really the conversation around that.
I mean, that's definitely the cultural thing that people will never understand.
Yeah.
That's a reason you can never bring to the table with a black family. It just won't fly. But how do you feel about people who are afraid to harm animals or to eat animals?
I think it is dependent for a religion or a culture.
But I do
think any problem about it.
Okay.
But I do find that traditional black cultures do treat animals with dignity, and you know, they get to live very normal lives.
Yes.
Before they're killed.
Yeah.
I want to know from you, what do you think are the biggest things that young South Africans waste money on? Or maybe not even just young South Africans. Let's start with young South Africans specifically and then extend it to all South Africans. What are the biggest things we waste money on?
Number one, cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cell phone. So tell me about cell phone.
They like a technology more than everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's about realize. Which model, hey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was realizing to the youngster.
Mm.
Then you go to the clothes. Just tell them about the pub. That's what they like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The
pub. That's what I realized.
The bar, the pub,
you know, I can say the club.
So it's technology, clothes, and alcohol.
Yes.
How much is, what is wasting though to you? Because everyone's idea of waste is different. So what, where do you draw the line with technology? How much is too much?
They like to change cell phone. Why I said a cell phone?
Mm.
It's, as you said, it's iPhone 4.
Mm.
After iPhone 4, they go to 5. 5, they see 6 plus.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
So I mean, really,
six
they
plus.
Were, yeah.
Yeah, they want the latest.
Yeah. So it's this latest. It's this obsession with the latest thing that's wasting money.
Mm.
And maybe that apply. Does that apply to clothes as well? Trying to stay
with fashion.
With fashion.
Yes, with fashion.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, so how much is too much with clothes? How much clothing does a person really need?
You know, those youngsters. They're not just like us. You can go to China City to go and buy. They want the name.
The name?
Yes.
The name.
What is in the name? What do you think it is about this name?
That means quality.
Quality? Yes. But do you think it is quality?
It's
or
not
you...
about quality. Uh-huh. Those things call it as Cortana.
Right, right.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They go to play with those clothes. You go to Identity or Starafort to buy something for 2,000, 3,000 rand.
Why are they doing that?
Play.
Why?
really, just to show up. Sometimes to show up.
Okay.
Yeah, most.
To turn up.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So,
But do you think it does something to the confidence, not just with clothes, but also to have the latest iPhone and also to be at the biggest, best club with the nicest clothes? Do you think it does something to someone's confidence?
Yes, it is. But for me, in my side, it's a show off.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're showing off. What do you want other people to think? Why are you doing it?
I'm not sure of that. Because
do you think it gives them confidence when other people think that
status
yes. is why people show off?
Yes.
The way this feels status, like it yeah. comes from high school.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think status is important?
Yes.
You think status is important?
They think so.
Do you think status is important?
I think so.
You were trying to avoid the question. Yeah. There. There is no they. There is only we. So yes, I'm glad I exposed you. Tell me why you think status is important. Why is status important to you, Macy?
I like things, you know, and to be honest.
I like things. So you
and I'm a very good budget.
Okay.
Yeah, I like things.
But you like things, eh?
Yes.
And why do you like things? How do things make you feel?
You know, I feel...
on top.
I feel on top. I feel like I'm high, you know?
You should see how she's demonstrating this. It's so cute.
High five.
But I love that you said you budget for it. So,
yes,
so it's
I
not
do.
That you just yeah. go out and yeah. You plan to
I plan yes. to
not just okay. to pop in and you see.
Mm-mm. Okay. Sebastian, what do you think?
We I also up. Agree. Okay. I also agree with
yeah?
you.
Yeah. Mm. Do you also like things?
No, not much.
You see, much. I think exactly. I love that though, because you guys are very different that way.
I'm average.
So do you think status is important?
To others is important.
To you?
Yes, to me, not much.
Why not?
Because I don't like many things compared to the life of living we are these days.
But why do you think that is? Why do you prefer to have... you know, a moderate amount of things or less things. What?
Sorry, I just want to be sure I corrected. I heard correctly. Do you mean the cost of living is very high?
Yeah, I can say the cost of living is very high.
Yeah.
Even though I earn much, but I don't want to live that.
High
class. Because she just doesn't. Yes, so why? Yes, okay. Please try and find us a reason, because I think this is a very powerful point. Because it does depend on personalities.
The problem is, the little I have, I want to share it.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, you're one of those.
You're one of those.
I want to share it with my family, even you. I can share it if I got something that
are you
suits
sure?
you, I can give it
are
to you.
Are you sure? Because I'm going to ask you now.
Because I'm also needing
When you're richer and famous, I'm going to come knocking. Remember
no
this
problem.
Conversation.
when time goes on, it's fine. I'm going to say, take this.
I believe you, though.
Yeah.
I believe you.
That's really
and
sweet.
Why don't you... Do you like shiny things, like shiny cars and, you know, expensive bags and high heels and...
And I'm I just want to say, you've got shiny looking things on your arm.
But it's only one arm. Whereas Macy's just shining.
Yes, that's true.
As a whole.
I don't like the shiny things.
Yeah.
Why? Do you think they give you too much attention? What? There must be a reason for that. You don't like attention.
Yes.
You don't like attention.
I don't like that much. Yeah.
Yeah? Is that why?
Yeah.
But you do give that impression.
You see, when you are just wearing shiny things... Mm. Each and everyone where you pass is looking after you. Look at that woman, look at that girl, whatever.
And what do you think can be the problem with that?
Maybe you look at yourself, say, maybe I've done something wrong, but you are not wrong. You are not wrong, just the shiny.
I like
the shiny
attention.
You have.
you clearly like attention.
Yeah, maybe.
You saying all of that attention would make you feel like there was something wrong with you.
Yeah, you must
like
be
self-conscious.
Cool.
You must be cool.
Yes.
Okay, so you're cool, Sebastian.
Meanwhile, Macy's
high.
I love attention.
Own it.
I don't want to lie.
Own it. Okay, so what advice would you give to a loved one? about nice things? Each of you, Sabadle, go.
If they were addicted to getting nice things.
You can have nice things at your time, not always. Because some nice things lead you to get, to the wrong way. So you must catch the time where you must be in that shiny thing or just be cool, I think.
Just be cool, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Just be cool, Tools. Just be cool, girl.
I've been practicing this my whole life.
Maisie, what do you think? Maisie doesn't want to be cool.
You know, why I like things? I think I'm an artist by nature. Anything when I see it, I want to change it to stay in other way, you know. That is why I want to be sample. Oh, I see these socks. If I can wear boots like this, the yellow boots with a yellow dress and a scarf, gray scarf.
Oh, wow. You know, she's just remade my outfit.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe reason, you know? I'm feeling a bit self-conscious now. Like I made the wrong choices, but anyway.
I like attention.
Okay.
Yes, that's what
and
I like.
And it makes you, it boosts your confidence.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any last questions, Tools?
Well, I just want to say thank you, ladies. And I love that you guys are so different.
Thank you. You know? But also sharp. And actually, I think you both are responsible, you know? So you haven't said anything here. Like when you said you like nice things, you said you budget. Right?
I budget.
Which I thought was important. And you, Sabadle, didn't say, oh, you don't want nice things ever. You just said there's a time and place.
Yes.
Which I love. So I think we've had a very balanced conversation.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
As always, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Made Project, M-A-I-D-E Project, and catch us every Thursday at 6.
Thank you for joining us on the Made Sessions with Cliff Central, as always. And we'll catch you later.
Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.